From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli troops in the West Bank for a third day on Saturday, following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. Mr. Trump's declaration set off a wave of protests across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab and Muslim world. Iraq's prime minister announced on Saturday that the three-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has actually come to an end. The militant group is still capable of executing insurgent attacks in Iraq, as it did in November when it regained control of a strategic town it held near the border with Syria before relinquishing it again over the following weeks. Iraq now turns its attention to rebuilding the many areas of the country that were devastated by the fighting and assisting some 3 million Iraqis who are still displaced. Civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis says he decided not to attend the opening today of a civil rights museum in Mississippi in the United States because he said President Donald Trump was scheduled to be there. Lewis is 77 years old and is a civil rights icon. He worked with Martin Luther King, also led the civil rights march on Selma, and he spoke at the march in Washington in 1963. For the last two decades, he has represented the state of Georgia in the House of Representatives. He was scheduled to be one of the main speakers Saturday, but again, he says he will not participate because of the presence of Donald Trump. You can get more news online at voanews.com. I'm Richard Sheehy. This is VOA News. UN Political Affairs Chief expressed the willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula during a visit to North Korea this week. We get more from Reuters' Samantha Vadas amid a rising war of words over the North's missile and nuclear programs.
It was the first UN visit to North Korea in years. Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman returning from his four-day trip to Pyongyang on Saturday, where state media says he expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. It also said the UN envoy acknowledged the negative impact of sanctions on humanitarian aid to the country. Feltman's the highest level UN official to visit North Korea since 2012.
At least six armed separatists and a police official have been killed and several people wounded in the southwestern Cameroon English-speaking town during an attack on a military post. The attack occurred after a special envoy from Nigeria assured Cameroon that they want to work jointly to reduce terrorism on their frontiers. Cameroon had been complaining that armed separatists were using Nigerian territory as a training ground, Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports.
Cameroon Communication Minister and government spokesman Issa Chiruma says hundreds of youths armed with guns, machetes, and spears attacked Cameroon's police unit in the English-speaking southwestern town of Mamfe Thursday night. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his, quote, outrage about the attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in which at least 15 Tanzanian peacekeepers and five Congolese soldiers died and more than 50 were injured.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop-contributing countries in the service of global peace.
Council members met in a closed session on Friday afternoon to discuss the attack, therefore holding a moment of silence in tribute to the victims. Firefighters continue to battle several wind-fueled fires in Southern California in the United States, including a newly rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes. That's according to official estimates. And more than 5,700 firefighters, accompanied by helicopters, are spraying and dumping water and fire retardant to slow the spread of six large fires and other small blazes that have erupted since Monday. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.